The following is an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited, copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
Second-hand religion. Many years ago, I used to play piano at a Pentecostal church. I played for their services as well as various events. Although this was way before my deconversion, I was in no way, shape or form, a believer in any particular blend of their dogmatic delusions. Anyway, one thing I remember is the fact that they had a big billboard in front of the church which displayed their rather offensive sayings on a weekly basis. Listen, I understand, it's a church, I get it. In fact, we all get it. If you're a Catholic, or a Christian, or whatever you are, by all means, go ahead and pull into the parking lot of the church. In fact, be my guest, go in, find a comfortable pew. It's extremely interesting, but I realize now I felt the same way back then, as I pretty much do today. Of course, today I'm pretty much an atheist, I'm usually having a go at my own personal spiritual pilgrimage. Creating something somewhere for the sake of some artistic endeavor. And maybe, just maybe, I'll grab myself some snacks at the local market while I'm having a go at it. However, as back then, I don't like passing the signs that churches have up front. Churches will typically have one of those vulgar markers up front, which they change weekly and on a continuous basis. For example, it'll typically say, "We don't know what you're doing, but he does." Man, what the fuck, I really don't need this rhetoric, just keep your shit to yourself. What I'm saying is, we have laws about second-hand smoke. What about second-hand religion? You're blowing your Christianity right into my path. All I'm doing is minding my own business, just driving my car down the road. I don't need, nor do I want any part of your goddamn Christianity. But no. You make it so extremely difficult, shoving that obnoxious fucking sign in my face. I mean, you couldn't have a sign up there that said, "Fuck you." Right. And, you most certainly couldn't have one that said, "Die, die, Jews." It would be funny, but, can you believe I don't know of anybody in these Pentecostal congregations who have even seen, no less heard of a single Jew in their entire lives? Here's what I'm saying. If I ran a strip club, I couldn't have a sign up that said, "Lots of hot chow chow and wet piccalilli inside." I don't exactly mean chow chow and piccalilli, but you get what I mean. This is kind of the same thing. The point is exactly this. Why do you get to take your Christianity and spread it all over the world of others? Shouldn't we have some sort of say about it? Say, "I've got a marvelous idea. Why don't you just shut the fuck up? Forever and ever. Amen, oh main, oh mayan." Indeed, covering all the tribes.
The proceeding was an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited, copyright 2010, all rights reserved. Visit Frank on the web at frankstratton.com. Also, tune into Coastal Muse with Frank and John, monthly, on iTunes. Cheers.